Here's today's In Touch Reflection on Breaking Your Chains.
Today's reflection is based on verses 28 through 32 of John chapter 8. So Jesus said, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am, and I do nothing on my own. But I say these things as the Father instructed me. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him." As he said these things, many came to believe in him. So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, "If you continue in my word, then you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free."
The word captive conjures up some very specific imagery. Usually, it includes a person wearing shackles or someone being thrown into a dark prison. But the truth is, we're all captives to one thing or another. It could be something obvious like drugs or pornography, both of which do great harm and keep those of us who are believers from glorifying God with our bodies, as we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. However, there are thousands of things, many of them seemingly harmless, that keep us from the true freedom Jesus provides. Perhaps you are captive to praise and suffer whenever you feel overlooked. Or it might be that you crave success and spend too much time striving for wealth or power. Yes, even good things like hard work and relationships can keep us in bondage if we're not careful. But thankfully, Jesus came to set the captives free. All of us. Think about it. Think about places in your life where you aren't truly free. This will require some time spent in prayer and meditation. You can also use a journal if it helps. Figure out where you're being restrained and ask God to help you shake off those bonds.